is Not So Fast, a Lineup Media Group production.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Not So Fast. I am your host this week, Jimbo.
Jimbo, our new leader today.
Yes, I'm leading this ragtag group and welcome in my cohorts, T.O. over there, and obviously that was Everett. And we're going to welcome in, Tony, obviously, as you can tell, is not at the helm, to much chagrin. But
he's on vacation.
We're going to go ahead and let in a buddy, a fill-in, as you will. And, he's asked not to have his name used, so we're going to call him Sea Dog.
Howdy.
Sea Dog, how are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Pretty good. Nice to have you here.
You have, without question, lowered yourself down to this level for sure.
And I'm proud to do it.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about us. We are Not So Fast, and you can learn a little bit more about us at notsofastpodcast.com. We love Twitter followers. We do a lot of engagement on Twitter, at Not So Fast Show. Thank you, too, yes. Of course, you can follow us Facebook. That's facebook.com/notsofastshow. And we'd love to hear some comments from you guys. info@notsofastpodcast.com. Best way to support the show is to just go to iTunes, Stitcher, or any major podcast outlet and click subscribe. Leave us a 5-star rating and a review if you think we're worthy. A lot of you guys might think we're horse shit. That's fine, too.
We're part of horse shit.
But then, of course, we're part of the Lineup Media Group. Great shows for all different types of whatever your entertainment needs might be. Check us out, lineupmediagroup.com, and we'd appreciate you sharing us with your friends. And our shameless, let's do a shameless Amazon plug. And if you like the show, want to give us some love, next time you're going to buy something on Amazon, before you do, just go to our website at notsofastpodcast.com. Click the Amazon banner. Doesn't cost you a thing, but we get credit for the referral. And, of course, it helps us keep this tremendous show on the air, and the whole world would stop if we ceased to exist. So
make sure you turn off your ad blockers, people. I've had a few people ask about that. You can't see our Amazon link with an ad blocker on it.
You're kidding.
No, so.
Heathens. All right, you know what? I'm not even going to mess around. I'm going to dive right into what's in my ass right now. I have got a case of the ass, and it's because it's March, and that means it's a lot of basketball. And I am unhappy.
Yeah, fair enough, dude. Fuck that.
I'm Everett. You and I, bring on more Walking Dead, less hoops.
My basketball experience is limited to the arcade where the basket comes back and forth at you, and you got to make as many as you can in a minute.
Yeah,
I don't.
You know what? I don't even want to be near that game.
Yeah, I hear you. I got
it's horrible. No, I look at Two's rolling over here in his grave.
I mean, it's just that time of the year that the NCAA takes things out on John Calipari, and they like
who.
The coach at Kentucky, they have a bone.
Are you going to whine?
I'm not going to whine because it happens every year and we still seem to truck through and get where we need to be. And Final Four after Final February, I mean, it is what it is, but they really, really broke it off in Kentucky's ass this year. And I'm not real happy about it. You know, you get Indiana in the second round, which I'm not real worried about, but it's a tougher game than they should be playing in the second round. Once they beat them, they have North Carolina, who's a number one seed. I mean,
tough break.
Kentucky's too good of a team to be playing.
What's going on in the other Little League World Series?
Playing a number one seed in the third round.
Hey, you know, he handed me, like when he came in the room, he handed us all a bracket. And I got to be honest, I'm going to wipe my ass with it because I could care less. I have decided.
He's not really into the spring training scores.
Not going to succumb to the pressure. I've been contacted by numerous people. To all my friends, if you have a especially for my friends out there that have a NCAA tournament bracket fundraiser, tell me how much it is. I'll send you the money, but I am refusing to fill out a bracket this year.
Is there a random button?
Fill one out.
No.
Can you just write, I take
Corey,
the first
choice are you into it?
Time?
I mean, are
no,
you?
No, but I fill it out. If Illinois is not involved, this is the most basketball I'll watch all year. If they're not involved.
So Corey's openly admitting that he hasn't been a college basketball fan for the last, better part of a decade?
Got that going.
Right. Yeah, well, Illinois has struggled.
It's been that bad, man.
It's been a struggle, but
they're going to turn it around. Though. Lovie Smith's coming
to
the football program. Their baseball team's turned it around. I mean,
Lovie.
Now we get Lovie.
A good buddy of ours, our brother-in-law, is the baseball, the pitching coach at U of I.
Really?
Yeah. So kind of a cool thing.
Good call.
For real.
Yeah.
I don't know. I understand that it's March Madness. That's another thing. Why is it March Madness?
You won some serious money doing this, though, Jimbo. I've heard you tell stories.
No.
Near misses large sums of money.
And near miss. I didn't win anything.
I thought you've done well a couple times.
No. Oh. Terrible. Okay. Let me tell you something. I assure you as I sit here today, if there is some sort of pool or contest, there is 64 teams out there begging that I don't get them because they are not winning. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, let's go ahead and just get it over with. And I know nobody cares. Who is the team that's going to get upset? Give me a big upset early. Jimbo, go ahead and say Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Piss me off.
Everett, just say Kentucky.
Give me a team that's going
to
win it all.
Kentucky, they're right next to each other.
I'm going to go with – here's what I'll do. I'm going to give you my pick to win this thing.
SC okay. LSU.
All right. It's I'm going to go with Hampton just because I like the name.
Okay. So Jimbo is really followed hoops this year, and
I like Hampton.
He's going with the dark horse.
I'm going with Stony Brook.
They play Kentucky in the first round. You're an even bigger.
Not even thinking about that. I just like the name.
Okay. Obvious reasons.
Sea Dog, what do you got?
Talk about later.
They were saying South Dakota State might be a dark horse, but
who's they? Who are these they people?
These they people are the ones on ESPN that I watch for about 2 seconds as I'm flipping through the channels.
You know what? The truth is, I filled one of these out last year for I think we did something in here or wherever it was, and I went on to one of those quote unquote experts, and I actually turned in their bracket.
I've done
right,
that.
And this guy is a expert. I'm telling you, I finished in the bottom half.
Usually.
It was terrible.
But you got to pick them after the first round. You have to get those right,
he doesn't
too,
give a shit. He sold his advertising on his site and made his money. He don't got to fill out no brackets.
It's a bunch of crap.
The fact of the matter is, though, you know, you brought up something that's really funny this time of year, too. Who are those people?
Those are my favorites.
The NFL draft is another thing to where they say he's a top five talent. They say he's the best quarterback in the draft. They say, well, they, in some sense, is Mel Kiper Jr.
It's popular
and
opinion.
Mel Kiper Jr. went 1 year to where he got two draft picks correct in the first round.
What did he say about Peyton Manning?
How is this guy considered an expert? How is anyone considered an expert when their clip rate success is 2 of 32?
I tell you what. It's
unreal.
It's all terrible. Terrible. It's terrible.
It's terrible.
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 Have we done our due diligence as our cohort in crime that's gone likes to say, have we done enough to justify our March Madness discussion? Have we filled
no.
that?
Oh, Big Toe and I had a thought. We wanted to do a Sweet 16 of all time, something to do with pro wrestling.
That I can get into.
Well, I would moderate because I couldn't.
Old school wrestling. Old school wrestling.
You think I could?
You mentioned Dick the Bruiser.
I
on
like
here.
Dick the Bruiser.
You have thrown
Harley
some,
Race.
Thrown
Harley
some
Race,
wrestling
maybe.
Names around, sir.
Well, I guess we could. You know, it's interesting. You could do a Sweet 16 for anything and have a great conversation.
I think each week for the month of March we should have, we'll do music 1 week. We'll do 80s movies. We can do wrestlers, and then, you know, I'm just throwing ideas out there. We can obviously say to hell with T.O.'s ideas and go with other topics, but we talked about it this morning. We decided to do wrestlers. Jimbo, what is something that you would be passionate about?
Well, I would do music. I think that'd be great. Or baseball players.
Top 16 jobbers of all time wrestling. Really.
Wrestling.
There we go. Yeah.
Brooklyn Brawler.
Barry Horowitz.
Iron Mike Sharp.
Dusty Wolf.
Who just passed away.
Barry Horowitz died?
Okay, so
I've never heard of
Iron
one of those
Mike
guys
Sharp.
You guys just mentioned.
Well, we're losers, and we...
No, losers. You're not losers.
Steve Lombardi?
Who said cares okay. if somebody likes it?
So right now we're going to do our number one seeds.
Barry Darso.
In?
And for the wrestlers, and we're all going to pick four wrestlers. Then what everybody can do is go to our Twitter page, Not So Fast.
Twitter.com/Not So Fast.
On Twitter.
Podcast.
Get on there, and... Each region will have a TO region, we'll have a Sea Dog region, we will have a Jimbo region, and we'll have a Big E region, and the fans will be able to vote, and whatever wrestler wins the vote will move on to the final four, and then the fans will be able to vote on the all-time.
All right, let's get to brass tacks. What's required of me for this?
We need you to name four wrestlers.
All right.
What's our criterion, though?
Stone Cold is my...
Okay, so Jimbo with the first overall pick.
My little bit of wrestling exposure when we went through...
Stone
tournament might be over
cold
now.
Cold Steve Austin.
Stone Cold.
What's our criteria? Are we going for best wrestler of all time under what rules?
Like, I mean, just
what you think.
Whatever
draw
you want.
Or
it's always what you think, right?
With the second pick, I'll take Rock with number two. Another attitude.
The Rock.
Guy. Yes.
Don't you do it, Corey.
I'm going to go with Corey. Corey's going to go with Ric Flair.
Woo. Ooh, that's a tough one. Woo. You know what? I will go with Flair. I'll do it with Flair.
I've known this guy since he's been about five.
Everett, who you going with, babe? Oh, yeah, you knew that was coming.
Hulkster,
the Hulkster.
Pal.
Rick Derringer?
The Hulkster.
How about the Hulkster. Hulk Hogan being in the news about the sex tape lately? Did you guys hear about this, by the way? Under oath, they're talking about this, and the attorney that's trying to kind of, you know, throw some egg at Hogan and make him look bad says, you know, Hulk, you've openly had talked about your sex life numerous times on radio stations.
Yeah, Howard Stern like a million times.
And you talked about how you have a 10-inch penis. And under oath, he came out and he said, that's Hulk Hogan. I'm Terry Bollea. I don't have a 10-inch penis.
How big is it?
He's got a fucking Pringles can. Come
he
on.
He didn't say, but he got on air and said that, you know, he's pretty much his whole life is this character, and that he had lied about even the size of his unit build up the Hulk Hogan character even more. So he's suing Gawker for $55 million.
Well, of course he is.
So, okay, number four pick. Everett goes with Hogan. We're back to you, Jimbo.
Let's see. I'll take Shawn Michaels, the Heartbreak Kid.
Wow, right, the Heartbreak Kid, Sean. HBK. I'm going to go. This is going to get tough because there's just not a lot. I'm looking at winning this thing. I think the guy's a complete clown, but I'm just going to go with John Cena because all the kiddies out there.
And we're going by who we think will win our votes on our web.
I'm all about votes. I'm all about votes, baby.
Damn.
Well, while you're going with votes, I got to go with great wrestlers. Seven-time NWA champion, Harley Race.
There you go.
From Kansas City, Missouri?
Kansas City.
What about the five-time?
How do you not take Dick the Bruiser instead of Harley Race?
We'll take Harley any votes, though.
That's going to be your next pick is Dick the Bruiser, but Jimbo, who you got?
Who
you got? I'm sorry.
Big E is up.
I'm going to go with controversial choice, Chris Benoit.
Oh wow.
That guy had some skill.
If anybody knows anything about wrestling, Chris Benoit was a very, he was a killer inside the ring and outside the ring.
He was the crippler.
Yeah,
Crippler inside the ring and the killer outside.
Let's get to my pick. I've got another quality pick.
Go ahead, sir.
I mean, for something that I had known nothing about, I feel like I'm going to have a very strong.
You're kind of excited about this.
I got to go with The Undertaker. How do you not go with The Undertaker? Did you guys really think he was going to slide?
So,
come on.
Who would have thought he would have been a third-round selection? So, Jimbo, you're a S.H.I.E.L.D. fan. You know, the TV show The S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
The ending,
who isn't?
The ending to The S.H.I.E.L.D. was based off the Chris Benoit murder-suicide.
Is that right?
They actually took the angle of Shane.
No shit. The family meeting was all about that.
Yep, that was off the Chris Benoit.
I did not know that.
Yep. I am going to go. Right now I have The Rock. I have John Cena. I'm going to go with Bruno Sammartino.
Oh, come on.
Just as another big puppet of the WWF who was a big
whatever
machine.
Never heard of him.
I'm going to take Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
Well, hey, you got to wait for Sea Dog.
Ooh.
No, I'm not taking Ricky the Dragon.
Oh, okay.
I'm making fun of Toe here.
Well, I've gone old school so far. I've got Flair and Race. I'm going to throw he's still recently retired. I'm going to go with Daniel Bryan.
I knew you'd do that.
Big E in the house.
I'm going to go with a cheap pop here, CM Punk.
I knew he was coming up.
I have never seen one match of his, to be completely honest.
You're not missing anything.
Well, and a lot of MMA fans are saying the same thing, and they're wondering if they're ever going to see a match of his. Jimbo, who you got? This is
How
your last pick.
I do not
pick?
Have Goldberg on here.
Oh, come
on. Wow, the big guy. The
who's
big
next?
Man.
We had a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
Come on.
He ended. Oh, never mind. That's my next pick.
I'm.
Shit.
Oh, Big E. You know what? I'll let you have him. I'm going to go ahead and let Big E have Bret the Hitman Hart because
I'll take
that's
it.
Where he was going. Corey, go ahead and take your pick. I'm going to defer.
Boy, I've been all technical skills. I need a brawler.
You do need a brawler. I could make a suggestion.
It's
the big show.
Joy of SIUE.
What about
Stinger? I was thinking Terry Funk. I was thinking Sting.
Dude, the fact that we didn't put Sting.
Oh, man, nobody's going to take the Macho Man because he's dead. Can you take somebody if they're deceased? Step into a Slim Jim.
We've got some impersonations going. This is a full-on wrestling segment right now.
Can you take the
cream is rising to the top. Ooh, yeah.
Dig it.
You know what? I'm going to have to take old Randall. I'm going to take Randy Poffo, also known as Randy Savage.
I
should have took Leapin' Lanny.
Take Owen Hart?
Ooh.
Blue Blazer. Yeah.
You know what I'm going to do?
How about Dude Perfect?
Mick Foley. Ahead and make the 80s, early 90s represented by everyone. We have Hogan.
I'm pretty sure I've
got
that.
We have Flair. We have, you know, the young Shawn Michaels coming in.
Nobody took a Von Erich.
This is the only list where he's called the young Shawn Michaels.
The Ultimate Warrior.
Warrior.
Now, you brought up Von Erichs. Which Von Erich would you take, though?
They were all the same. I have a theory. Nick Drago, our cult guy, would have you believe they're all the same person, probably.
How many times did they kill themselves?
There was probably, but that's just it.
Ooh. Didn't they just reinvent it?
That's just it. There was only one Von Erich.
They're completely different, though.
And they kept recording. I'm just telling you. It was all done with smoke and mirrors. Smoke and mirrors and cameras.
So, you know,
stuff.
Who is E? You probably have not watched a lot of these. Jimbo, I'm sure.
Hasn't watched any, probably. Huh?
Smith, I know you have. Sea Dog, sorry. ESPN makes the 30 for 30 films.
Never.
Jimbo, have you watched the
You know
last
what? Surprisingly,
few?
I haven't watched
really?
Any of them.
But
I hear how good they are, and I always say I'm going to watch them. But
Brian, have you watched any of them? So, you know, right now, each week is becoming the best episode they've done.
Literally.
Two episodes ago, they did an episode on the 85 Bears, and it was focused on Buddy Ryan and the relationship he had with some of the players. But really interesting that the offense and the defense were very separate, and it was almost like there was two teams that tried outdoing each other. I had no idea that Jim McMahon was a lunatic, you know, because I was so young. But this Sunday night they did a special on the Duke lacrosse rape case, and I still have not completed it, but what I have seen of it is fascinating. It has a little bit of everything, and I know
it's called Fantastic Lies. It is probably the best one they've done, but it's scary. That
do you remember the case, Jimbo?
I know that it did. This just come out.
Just came out
just Sunday night. Yeah.
I want to say I saw a tweet from one of the local guys, Frank Cusimano, saying that whoever the guy is might be one of the worst people on earth. Whoever the guy,
Mike Nifong,
the prosecutor,
Mike Nifong.
So I have a story about the not connected to it, but our women's soccer team. We owned a professional women's soccer team. I was the general manager of the team. With the last pick in our draft, we drafted a girl from Duke, and she gets to town. I take her out to dinner, and we're sitting there and we're talking about different sports.
What did you do, Tim?
I am not a huge Duke fan. And we're talking about some different things, and I make a joke about the Duke lacrosse team.
Mm.
And lo and behold, her boyfriend was a member of the Duke lacrosse team at the time of some of the stuff that went on. And
so you got some inside scoop? I mean, spit it out.
No inside scoop, but it was one of the biggest foot and mouth moments of my life because – I made a lighthearted joke about it.
How do you separate them anymore?
It was I know. I do it quite a bit. But it was something that she was very passionate about, very well informed about, and pretty much told me I was a jackass and that, you know, once everything comes out and is clear and gets out, that it'll be a different story. We cut her 3 weeks later. She wasn't that good. But it was a very, very embarrassing moment for myself.
Well,
Jimbo,
would like to see it. And I'm challenging myself to make time to watch some of these because I've heard the majority. I heard the Bo Jackson
really
one's phenomenal. I've heard they're all really, really good. So
can I ask one question?
Yes.
Bo Jackson this week on Let's Get It On, our MMA show, Herschel Walker is one of the guests. I was looking at some things. Who was the better athlete, in your opinion? Because you hear all these stories about Bo Jackson. You hear about Herschel Walker and all the different things Herschel Walker was able to do and that he was this absolute fitness freak, physical freak. Who, in your opinion, is a better athlete?
Well, here's the real deal. You have to define athlete and how you define athlete. So let me tell you something. Okay. That is a great way to start part two of our segment. So let's do this. Let's pay some bills, take a short break, and then we'll come back for part two of this episode of Not So Fast. And I would love to talk about how you define an athlete, because I think we all realize there's a lot of guys that were great athletes. They just played one sport. So how do you define it? So, but hey, as far as some of these great shows on Lineup Media Group, you've got to check out our man, the Ocho Man, and his cast with Behind the Eight Ball. You know, like I think we've mentioned it on here before, the great thing about this, except for C-Dog, because he's filling in for Tony, all of us have been fired by the Ocho Man and fired off the Eight Ball show.
I've never had an official fire.
You were fired. Yeah, you were fired. He Donald Trumped you. He looked at you and said you're fired. But you know, this is it's a clever new mashup of sports, betting tips, pop culture, comedy. They talk about hot chicks. Basically, it's just an explosion of audio genius. That's Behind the Eight Ball with our man, the Ocho Man, Armand, Nick, and producer Chris. They all get in on the action. A lot of tomfoolery. I love it. I know you will, too. Their website, www.ochoman.com. You can learn a little bit more about the show. Check them out on Facebook. That's facebook.com/OchoManBehindTheEightBall, and that's the number 8. And, of course, follow them on Twitter, at Ocho Man Podcast. So, for Jim, C-Dog, 2, and Everett, we'll see you on the other side of the break.
Not So Fast, a Lineup Media Group production. Find us online at notsofastpodcast.com. Plus, on iTunes, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets. Get every LMG podcast now at lineupmediagroup.com.